Hey, welcome to the August Preparations Commission meeting. I will call the meeting to order and let's have a roll call.
Commissioner Bazile?
Here.
Commissioner Barry, excuse. Commissioner Burleson? Excuse. Commissioner Jones? Excuse. Commissioner Gardner?
Here.
Chair Gore? Here. Commissioner Herskin?
Here.
Commissioner Johnson? Excuse. Commissioner Knowles?
Here.
Commissioner McClendon?
Here.
Commissioner Sass?
Here.
Commissioner Small? Excused. Commissioner Triplett? Excused. Commissioner Varlick?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, are there any public comments? Anybody on? First action item is approval of the minutes of both June and July. In July, y'all didn't take up. I was remote and phoned in.
Abstain. It was
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We had a
Didn't
quorum,
make.
but we didn't have to abstain.
Didn't have majority. Okay. Okay. So let's
You were missed.
do that. I
Yeah.
was online. Let's do the first. Let's do the June 11th minutes that were provided obviously twice now.
Make a motion to approve June and July
Are
minutes.
you going to combine them? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
June, July. Okay, here we go.
Second that motion.
Okay. Moved and seconded.
Commissioner Bazile?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry, excused. Commissioner Burleson? Excused. Commissioner Jones? Excused. Commissioner Gardner?
Yes, whatever.
Okay. Chair Gore? Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Hersey? Aye.
Mr. Johnson, excuse. Commissioner Knowles?
I'll give you an eye for July 9th. June 11th, though, was in prison.
That's why you got to break it up.
Gosh.
No,
But you didn't mention everybody.
so good of the order. I think governance is we got to split it up.
Yeah, we have
Yes.
I don't think you could show a vote. Was abstained on this? And okay, so we'll
scratch that.
yep,
Yeah.
starting over. Can I get a motion for the June
Rejection.
11th?
I motion to approve the June 11th.
Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Okay. June 11th minutes.
Commissioner Bazile?
Abstain.
Commissioner Barry, excused. Commissioner Burleson, excused. Commissioner Jones, excused. Commissioner Gardner?
Aye.
Chair Gore?
Aye.
Commissioner Herskin?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson, excused. Commissioner Knowles?
Abstain.
Commissioner McClendon?
Aye.
Commissioner Sass?
Aye.
Commissioner Small, excused. Commissioner Triplett, excused. Commissioner Barlick?
Aye.
Well, it fails for lack of
Yeah.
majority. So they got six. We didn't quite get to eight. So we bring it back to the next meeting in September. Okay, so June 11th minutes will be brought back until we can get them passed. Now the July 9th minutes. Somebody could make a motion for that.
I move that we approve the July 9th minutes.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any comments? Any roll call?
Commissioner Bazile?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry, excused. Commissioner Burleson, excused. Commissioner Jones, excused. Commissioner Gardner?
Aye.
Chair Gore?
Same.
Commissioner Herskin?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson, excused. Commissioner Knowles?
Aye.
Commissioner McClendon?
Aye.
Commissioner Sass?
Aye.
Commissioner Small, excused. Commissioner Triplett, excused. Commissioner Barlick?
Aye.
Failed.
Aye.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Okay, so we'll have to
Thank
come back. Yep, bring them both back in September. Plus, we'll have August, so we'll be trying to. Yeah, maybe I'll do some re-recruiting and try to get folks to the just so we can get our minutes going. Okay, I wanted to share a sort of a peculiar situation with a commissioner. Lori Fox's seat became open. And they selected Haley Custer, who was sworn in but did not have an opportunity to attend, but since has resigned. So we have a commissioner who hasn't been here but is stepping down. So I just wanted to, it's an informational item. I just wanted to notify you all that we've got an open seat. I believe that's D4. In D4, so if you want to point anybody towards the staff for recommendations, because it would be helpful. So it would be helpful if we can fill that seat. And would love to have the support, especially the two supervisors who are on our ad hoc committee. Informational item. We do have a vacant seat. Next, so...
Are we going to fill that?
Yes, it has to go through the process, nominations, staff. It goes to the supervisor's district, and they select and swear a person. You can recommend, that's a lot, or nominate something.
You will just report, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. We fill it as at the mercy of the process. Okay, item number 6 here. So I thought we should have a discussion and an action item. One, I do want to acknowledge the support of the ad hoc committee, the Board of Supervisors ad hoc committee on the Reparations Commission, and the heavy lift y'all did, making sure that we could get some funding. And so want to be on the record that, you know, we're so resource shy, and we were able to get now and move, get some budget dollars allocated. And in particular, you know, the two supervisors, District 2 and 3.
Four and 2
had actually put up their own budget. So I'm really grateful for that leadership, which allowed, I think, us to get over the threshold of the last 250 to come from the Board of Supervisors. I also want to acknowledge the library for the heavy lift that their staff, that Debsika and the staff did in all of the information sharing, the budget letter writing, and basically the behind the scenes work that had to be done, and that we continue to be under their sponsorship. So they will help shepherd all the funds and navigate what we otherwise could not navigate. Shout out to the library. So that said, now we have specific line items and a specific budget to fulfill the obligation to hopefully get our draft action plan. Remember, it's not recommendations. We're putting together an action plan as our deliverable a year from now. And so within that, you know, we have the dollars, listening session, project management. And so we need a expense approval process. Right now, it was like, can we go ahead and buy it? So I was like, oh, let's bring it to the commission to say what is an expedient way, since we know the dollars that need to be allocated items, but we can't bring every expense item to the commission, or we'd be scheduling special meetings every other week, or every other day almost, especially. So I have some ideas, but I want to put it to the floor of how commissioners might think about how we approve the expense process as a commission. You're ready to go.
Commissioner Herskin, so it's more of a question. So would we be able to do it categorically in terms of quite expenses, say food, travel, and things out there? And if we did it categorically, do we have to come back and get the food that was already approved in that category? Like when you do a budget, you allocate budgets by line items and you code them. So if I go out and start an expense, as long as that expense meets that requirement categorically in that line item, I could do it. If I follow the rules and don't go outside of the expenditure amount,
right? Like set a threshold amount.
ability to do it by a category, say expenses or
well, the budget is line item by category. Okay. Right. So like within, let's take the listening session in particular, because you know, there's food, there's water, there's babysitting, blah, 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 right? So there are line items, but they all are under the bucket of listening session. So and then data research and report writing is a bucket or a category, but within that, so it's a category and we're within budget.
Right.
And finish, so finish the thought.
Right. So who would
let's have Shania.
Something that might help with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Commissioner Sass. So if we had that categories and a threshold for that, and we had a small committee that did a review, so that way things would be, you know, covered in that. That way we don't have to worry about the commission going forward, having to vote everything. It's like, here, this is the budget committee, they go through. If there's anything, an anomaly, then we can bring it to the whole commission, you know, to work with it. But if there's a committee that keeps it within those parameters, then that would give us the oversight and the flexibility that we would need to forward.
Yeah, again, as long as we have criteria. So if it's a category consulting, maximum allowable $300 per consulting engagement, and then this oversight committee signs off to say, okay, we approve it within the parameters, we approved it. If the consulting engagement is 400, you're outside of the threshold, so it has to come to the larger commission body to approve that.
Yes, Commissioner Barlack, I was wondering, do we just kind of run around, and for lack of a better word, and say, hey, I want to go, like, for example, I want to go to something that Shirley Weber is doing on the Voting Rights Act, and I say, well, it's for reparations. I want to go learn what happened 60 years ago. Is that something I can do, and then I just come bring my receipt, or is it like we need to have a budget item, I think, which is what Commissioner Herskin, is saying, like, what are the parameters of what we can even spend towards the mission of the commission, I guess.
So we submitted an itemized budget. We did not put any travel or reimbursement in it. So we have it by category, but nothing that no remuneration to commissioners. So if you wanted to go, you know, and you and I send each other events all the time.
Yes,
I went to the AART and I sent him my letters. Anyway, so, you know, we're volunteering. Commissioner Knowles has, I can't even count the number of events he's got. It owe him miles and miles and miles of expenses. So with that part, yeah, not. But I think those are the questions that can come to whatever, however we organize ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because it might be a community group asks us to come. We have a line item that's called pop-up. So would that be a pop-up, which is, you know, go to a
event in the community.
Yeah, like First Fridays, right? First Friday. And I did share this. But the First Fridays, there's usually two or three people tabling. Mm-hmm. July, they were doing universal basic income. They were doing a survey, and they were talking to the community, and they were taking a poll. And the other was affordable housing. So people were doing pop-up at First Fridays because so many people were there. Now, 99% of the people walk by. But the few people like me are like, I'll take the survey. I'll take the survey. But that could come because we have a line item called pop-up, right, for going to First Fridays and maybe setting up a table.
But even in that, define the criteria in that too, because like we said pop-ups, so we have it defined in terms of the criteria, this oversight,
I think this is Commissioner Gardner. I think the idea of the subcommittee is a good way to go. Let's use a concrete example. Shanita is going to be given a card by Deborah for buying food for the 23rd. Mm-hmm. Okay. And given that, there's no at this point there's amount of money there. You're not going to spend it all.
I can't go to Macy's.
Size 11.
I'm a size 13, but the point is, you know, you're not going to spend it all. Do you need to come back to a subcommittee to say, this is how much I spent, or do you need to get approval beforehand?
Well, she has approval because there's a $500 gift card.
Yeah.
So the gift card.
The gift card.
But that we did that ad hoc. We did that ad hoc.
I know, but I think it also said it set the bar. Yeah, you can't go over that. Or at least and not.
Well, if she does, she comes out of pocket. She doesn't get me.
Parameters, criteria.
Yeah. Yeah, but can I just add, part of it has to do with thing process as well. So we're still actually gathering the funds sources underneath the umbrella of the library through public health. That's how we're doing it. And so like the card was something that we do normally. So we, you know, when you need another one, you just turn the receipts in, we'll get you another one for that. Keep it in that line item. So I can have and also the banner and the tablecloth and the pull-up signs are on order as well. So that'll be put towards the marketing piece of it. And I'll just have my finance staff give us, you know, the pieces. But I'll caution that that is a very slow process. So it might not be, it might not reflect back immediately for us. So but they're keeping track of it as well. So
is the commissioner asked, is the full budget on SharePoint? Or is this?
You're there.
Okay, so I'm looking at that. Is
you're looking at
that as a firm budget that was approved by mine? I was making sure that was the most updated one.
Yeah, okay. I just uploaded it right before the meeting too, so it's on top.
Making sure everything was there.
So, do we want to select the folks who would ultimately approve that, or do we want to?
Well, I think first if we decide we want to do a subcommittee, right? So if these are action items, I would suggest that. So we have one option on the table, though. So it might be.
Well, you had an option. You had some ideas, and you want to share yours right now.
Well, we already had the subcommittee. So where Larry was already doing budgeting and managing. So I thought we could just take it back. Delegate it to, you know,
yeah,
process and,
yeah.
And do it once a week.
Well, it may come up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I wish we could say that cleanly, but it's more.
The idea of saying, yes, let's have it once a week, but yeah, so you're going to review it once a week. But if something does come up, you have to be flexible because we're, you know, things that are not, you know, it's not something you can say, oh, it's going to happen on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. All right. So yes, if you go, hey, we're going to meet once a week, you know, just to quickly go over the budget. But if there's things that come in prior to that, if they're within parameters, that's fine. If they're not, maybe there has to be a discussion.
And who?
Commissioner Smalls,
Smalls, yeah.
Jesse, Commissioner Burroughs.
So it pulls in,
yeah.
Okay. And so then, just for the mechanics, do you have to have a meeting, or can we just email? If it stays under eight, you know, so if we stay under Brown Act,
you guys can
the request
have a,
just come in from the single commissioner.
You just have a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you have to schedule it, right? So you could do
phone call. Yeah.
You could do.
But we got to keep the records.
Yeah, I think it would be a good email. Here's the amount.
Details amount, and then you can, you know, scan it.
If you need a meeting,
right,
then you could set up.
Yeah, you can always
standard. You could just say approved.
The group scan and attach receipts, or if you can't scan, just take a photo and attach the receipt, and then you could give the physical receipts needed later. But
we're talking about different. We're talking about approval before you spend a penny.
Yeah, it has to.
Understandable.
Okay.
But so that way you know when it comes back in, you're like, here.
You're waiting for the receipt.
So it's just a simple process. It's just a matter of, okay, how do we Are we garnering?
Yes, I have a suggestion. Maybe if we had a form that said the specific category you're asking for the money for, and also if we can have maybe a action, I'm probably not saying it right, but basically a report every time of where we're going with our categories for the commissioners to know. So like if we use a line item to the point that it's almost gone,
yeah,
and we get a report, okay, y'all, you guys have
yeah.
used.
Yeah, I think that when we had originally set up was the, you know, by the spending report for sure.
Yes.
Budget versus actual, and then the variance.
So, but having a form in SharePoint, yeah. That way you can just bring it up and go, oh, yeah, this is my form here. I'm filling this, saying it all to you guys.
For the amount, the quantity.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Janita, would you be willing to work with that group?
I'm willing to work.
One of the things that Deb just put on my radar is that all of our subcontractors need to be set up in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So they can officially put those invoices through and be processed. So,
but that would work because you use the form to say,
yeah,
here's a subcontractor,
yeah,
here are the terms. Yeah.
So. And with just a question further on the subcontractors, do they need to have their W-9 information, all that stuff, too?
We have to bring them on, depending on their cost, we bring them on different ways.
Okay, so if we have all the necessary forms on SharePoint saying, oh, this is the vendor, we can actually have that up. So now it's sent to you properly.
And yes, if you could do that, that'd be great. But we also will have to send them our own information from the library as a secondary. But I have Erin Berman, who some of you have met already, has been doing that for us already. So she's already set up some vendors, and we can do that way. Okay. We'll have that form go directly to her.
She recovered from meeting me.
She told me she's taking tonight off.
A clarifying question. If you've never done work with the county, and somebody from here is recommending,
yes,
that's a different process than if we are working through ECC and they are bringing in a sub. So I think they're, we could add that to the form, right? To the form.
You said
finding the pre-qualified people and then going through an RFP are two, like,
yes. If we keep the smaller amounts under 20,000, then the library can process it through our performers, but how we do it for our library, you know, the smaller amounts. But if it's a larger amount, it has to go through full process. So
I can't imagine something that's going to be that much of a larger amount for listening sessions.
Far it hasn't.
So and then if there are you know, recommended and approved vendors for the things that we've talked about already that we need, you know, if you have those, we can just use them. You know, to me, it doesn't really matter if it's going to get the job done.
The county has SLED vendors that you can look at. Those are all on the county site, the small, local, and emerging business. So if you look on that list, those of you, it's such an acronym we say all the
time.
local.
You could put a link to that in the SharePoint, and that way we can go, okay, SLED vendors. Now we know the vendors that are already approved and used.
Like the
T-shirt. We'll be using that word on
it. I can imagine you guys have lots and lots of SLEDs.
Well, I mean, the reason that we were able to onboard Beth is because she is a SLED vendor as well. So it was.
I'm a proud SLED.
She not.
Quick question for the type of expenses. Do you have a sense of what kind of services you will want?
In fact, we built out just basically scope was. Okay, so I think we're getting there to a motion. I think there's a there in when building out the form, like if it's where we need to move money. Yeah, I feel like that should come to the full committee. Like if there was, you know,
from category to category,
yeah.
Yes, that would make sense.
Yeah. That just can't just go into the form. Well, to create visibility, maybe we would want a form, but maybe a section that says explanation. You know, this new thing bubbled up, and we want to use some of the web dollars.
Some of the repurposing.
Yeah.
Because
we'd want to have a process for that.
But the initial one, if we had a form and with areas that you don't need, so we have more information.
Approved stuff.
don't need that, don't need that. You know, so you just fill out the areas that you need. It can go to the committee. Oh, okay, this is filled in. We've got that. We've approved it. The being able to reposition and repurpose money, yes, we can have a different form for that, but that would be something out saying, oh, you know what, we're almost out of money here, or we didn't need all the money in the web budget, so we got 10,000 left over. We look like we're using a lot more over here. Then we can make those decisions.
That should come to the full committee.
Of course.
Do we? Sorry.
Yep.
Do we need to have more than one signature since it's a three-person committee, or can one committee member approve it?
That, good question. There's a waterfall because anything we do here, we got to go through the library. So we already have a backstop.
Okay. Okay.
Y'all can do that. Not at all. So we have that backstop.
Yeah, you're looking at accountability. And
more than one, because you have the requester, then you have the administrative committee, and then you have the library. We could get stopped, any one of them.
That's enough bureaucracy to make people happy.
Checks and balances, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's how,
see, to me,
that's how I should have said it.
It's accountability, right? It's like, oh, no, make it through this. Okay. Okay. Okay, so can you make that into a motion? I'm arriving at. Okay. Take it.
I want to make a motion for us to create a form that authorizes the utilization of funds that have already been allocated categorically in the budget for easier processing and approval to go to the administrative committee to sign off. And then any funds that need to be reallocated would go through that committee and go to the library for final approval.
We'll go through the county process.
Through the county process. The motion.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, I'll second that motion, but I'm not going to say that.
It's removed. Is okay. Any other discussion?
Sentences together.
Okay, let's call the vote.
Commissioner Bazile.
We voted on what's
the motion. The motion for the
budget
for the expense approval form.
All right.
Commissioner Berry, excuse. Commissioner Burleson, excuse. Commissioner Jones, excuse. Commissioner Gardner.
Aye.
Commissioner Gore.
Aye.
Commissioner Herskin.
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson, excuse. Commissioner Knowles.
Aye.
Commissioner McClendon.
Aye.
Commissioner Sass.
Aye.
Commissioner Small, excuse. Commissioner Triplett, excuse. Commissioner Borlaug.
Aye.
Okay, we have a project.
First thing that passed tonight.
Wow.
No, because we didn't have noise. Okay, moving at a good clip here. So item number 7 is the introduction, the reintroduction, frankly, of the Exceptional Community Connection. We abbreviate it to ECC. So if you start to see stuff with ECC, that those are our dear friends. And I'd like to reintroduce Leticia, who will walk us through the next project with us, the handout. I will give you the floor. Remember that I have to be in the.
Will you
come in here? You come in
the record.
The community. Can you see me from here?
You can stand by Deb.
Yes, we see right there. Here.
Perfect. There you go. Okay. Good evening, commissioners.
Good to see you again.
Yay, it's always a pleasure. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a commissioner online, so there's public comment. So can we? I should have asked for public comment. My fault. Can I take public comment at this point? Yeah.
Hello, fellow commissioners. This is Commissioner Small. I'm at my home because I tested positive for COVID-19. And I was reluctant to spread it to all of you. I just want to say that I support having a form to keep good track of our budget. decisions. And just a quick question, if the materials that were just handed out, if those will be made available digitally for those of us who couldn't attend the meeting in person.
We had the only form that's been handed out is the one that ECC has handed out right now. The rest is in the SHRP, Commissioner Small. So we'll make sure to have that available.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Get better.
Can we do it right now?
Can we just email it to you?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we,
what is this?
We don't have her email. We don't have
Keith. I want to post it.
Okay. Yeah, it's not posted. Sure. If we can do it real time, we will try to, Commissioner Small, post it real time.
Yeah, if you have a copy of it, you can just put it in SharePoint and he can log in.
I'll send it to Commissioner Bell too.
Oh, okay.
Well, and we can do that too.
Yeah.
He's
really
good.
Okay. We'll do it again.
Okay.
All right. You have the floor.
All right. So we'll carry you along this evening, Commissioners. It's an honor and a pleasure to be back to support you all. Some of you I didn't see in person last time. We were virtual hybrid, but we're super excited to help you all achieve these deliverables and outcomes and be your champions and support you in getting through this year. And so I'm Leticia Henderson, the principal consultant with Exceptional Community Connections. I don't have to belabor you all with my background, and I've Oakland, Alameda County, grown, love this community and love this work. Our team includes working on this project, Sean Johnson, my co-pilot, who you all met, many of you have met in person and at the previous session in June. He should be attending via Zoom as well. And so we have just a brief plan that we wanted to share with you all in terms of our approach or how we're going to structure ourselves to support you all over the course of the next year. And so what you have before you is a document that includes just in general the summary of the work as we understand the scope, which includes providing facilitation, project management support, and we're going to also be providing the oversight and the support for the actual writing of the harm study in partnership with our brother, sister, they, them organization, Informing Change consulting firm. They're excellent, reputable, love them. We work together on other projects. And so we have Michael Arnold, and I believe Johnny, who's also attending virtually today, who will be leading that part of the work. But before we jump in, just wanted to remind you all that we're here again to be your thought partners, your strategic, technical assistance. And we're going to be before you just presenting ideas and options and things for you to do what you do best, and that is to govern, to decide, to vote, to respond as we work together to get this harm study completed and the community listening sessions conducted as well, right? So we're approaching this work from a phased approach, which includes three parts. So we're starting this month, August 1st, running through June of next year, 2026. And so the first phase we're in right now, which is activating and implementing the work. And those of you who've done anything involved with moving a project and getting it done, you know the very first step is being crystal clear about your scope and about your objectives. And so we're going to be working very closely with Chair Deborah and with many of you on your various subcommittees to dig deep and find out what's the current status of the work, what you've been working on, and where we need to move, restructure, retool, rethink, so that we can get achieve the deliverables. So for this month, it's really just that, just kind of scaffolding, supporting, rolling up our sleeves as we right size and create an actual project matrix or Gantt chart, all those fancy terms, but basically a chart that shows we're here today and this is where we need to get. And these are all the things we need to do in between to get there. So that's essentially what we're going to be doing for the next next few months.
going into phase two, what we call performance management, reporting, we're going to be working with you all, again, reaching out to you. We want to be mindful of the Brown Act, so you will be receiving emails, correspondence in batches, probably three. We won't, you know, do any mini, miny, mo. We'll just randomly send out groups of three just to ensure that you are receiving the correspondence. We do have access to the SharePoint Drive. Thank you, Deb. So we'll be uploading documents there as well. But also reaching out to you all to find out, when can we meet? What's the best format? We're available weekends and the day. So just trying to meet you where you are so we can get your buy-in and your input on the various tasks that we need to complete. So establishing that matrix, getting an idea of the actual core areas that we want to target, and then establishing that work plan table, all the while supporting you all with the community listening session and activating in real time, ensuring that those are happening without a hitch, right? So no sweat, but that's what we're going to be doing. My partner, Sean, is going to be taking the lead on the community listening. Already been meeting with the subcommittee on Tuesday, and we're pretty, again, excited to jump in because you all have been doing quite a bit of work. I mean, definitely since that January planning session. So we're just here to ensure that you stay on the right path, the path forward, and in scope. And so what we'll also be doing is just sharing the implementation plan, keeping you all apprised of where we are in terms of progress being made. Phase three, so we do hope to attend these meetings on a regular basis and have a report out, even if it's, you all have heard from us already, this is where we are, but we want to keep you apprised along the way in terms of where we are. Phase three involves, again, more monitoring the tasks, progress reporting, and project recommendations. So this is October, I'm on the backside, October 2025 through June 2026. So within this time frame, we need some data collection, some sharing of draft harm studies for you all to review, decide, pick apart, and ultimately produce an executive summary of the harm study report, and also the fallout report. And in time, we have this ending in June 2026, but we've talked about it internally. For us, that deadline would be prior to that, almost like a month or 2 months before us, to give us time to revise, edit, and ensure that you all are ready to present before the ad hoc committee and the board supervisors. And so we have the project team listed on the back. We have some upcoming dates and events that are happening. Tonight's meeting, upcoming community listening session on the 13th. We're going to have a debrief meeting of that community listening session with the subcommittee. And then we have just some meetings that we're in the process of planning now with the co-chairs, library staff, and then any other key stakeholders that we should be meeting with. So that's where we are. Are there any questions? Yes.
Hi, I'm Shanita Herskin. So just, you know, establishing understanding, for example, with the community listening sessions, when we say planning, is that scope going to be within, like, helping find the locations, the logistics, gathering the data, as you're saying, and would there be an opportunity to define on a RACI, like, who's doing what?
You did that RACI last time.
So, you know, we know parameters in terms of expectations moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So within our scope is to hope to identify the location for the community listening sessions, ensure that there is a seamless plan for every single session. That will involve us doing some of the work, but also work in concert with the subcommittee, because you all have quite a bit already in motion. And so we will be doing that. Identifying roles and responsibilities within each task, absolutely, it's a must, so that we're crystal clear on how the pieces are moving. It's something we're holding or another lead person has a strong desire to do, but we will be crystal clear about these deadlines because we have to get the report completed in a year. And it is totally possible because there's a lot of information already available. We just need to have it in one place. So, yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Other questions?
Sorry, Gavarlik. I have a question about the listening sessions. Are we going to have any indication that are there to separate us from the general public? Like, are we going to have name tags, little buttons, shirts? Like, is that part of what you're going to be helping with? Or
that's a good question. I mean, we will be asking by way of questions, posing how each community listening session should look, feel, expectations, outcomes. But you already have representatives from the subcommittee here. And so I would open up the floor for you all to share and respond. How do you all envision this session coming up, for example, on the 23rd, representation from your colleagues? Is that something you all talked about or?
No, since we were just on the Commissioner Sass, it was a matter of we were just separated, like we were up here in the area. Everybody was introduced as to who they were. And if we have dignitaries, we can make sure they're identified by introducing them there. It makes it a little bit more informal, so people aren't so they're, you know, you've got name tags and badges. But, you know, if that seems to be something the community wants to have, that would be fine. But I prefer to just have people in their spot, introduce themselves and be more organically conversational before and after the event.
This is Commissioner Gardner. Actually, that went, I think, well. People stood up and said, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm... So it worked. That seemed to work out. I think we did take time to identify a significant person in the audience, and then we did that. So I think that, yeah. So yeah, I think that should be done.
So a part of what we will be doing during our debriefing sessions around each community, unpacking what worked, areas of improvement, using kind of a CQI, continuous quality improvement framework. And so if things that are, you know, it's like, well, folks didn't really know who we were, that we were actual, you know, community servants, we're on the commission and they want to follow up with us or whatever. If you're seeing that that is a need, then I would say we want to incorporate that, raise that, work with the AC library team to, if we need to order name tags. I mean, that's an easy, something that logistically can be tackled.
So. Let me ask a question. This is Commissioner Gardner. It would be great if as many members of the commission could come to this next listening session.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we could have that debrief that you talked about. Mm-hmm. I think it would be to everybody's benefit. It's on the 23rd.
Yes, Commissioner Knowles. We set up the listening session pretty close to what we did at Allen Temple in terms of who's going to be there and roles and how things are going to flow. So it's something that we've done before and had good success with. So that's why the style and the pattern remains the same. And I do believe it'll go smoothly.
So I need a point of just clarification because I was on the call yesterday and I asked about the dais and who would sit up on the dais. And I thought we had that the commissioners would be up on the dais. Isn't that what we talked about last night?
Well, we did since there were only...
Last night. Today's Wednesday. Got me confused. But so we had talked about how to make... So that's why I brought it up, is to making the distinction.
He just raised the way we did it. Is we sat five chairs up in front,
right?
Mm-hmm. And we had a podium, and so when it was his or her turn to go present, they'd go up to the podium. But the five commissioners, we weren't really commissioners then; we were bootleggers.
Community citizens.
Community citizens.
My gosh!
Right,
that microphone.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I remember I was 6-7 seats. So just, if you don't have a speaking role, that's okay. You're a commissioner. You're there to listen. If a supervisor's there, they're there to listen.
Friendly amendment.
Okay, yeah.
If there are more, I don't think everybody who's on the commission needs to sit up there.
Right.
It should just be the people, the presenters, but they should, but the other commissioners should be recognized.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and so, Miss So and so, and Mr. So and so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we did recognize.
And we never did sit in the seats.
Yeah, there was a couple of politicians that we recognized who were there
talking to folks and interacting.
Anyway, that's what
just was saying. Maybe if we had something like this, not because I'm not going to be on the dais, but I'm saying it just says your name, commissioner, or something. And maybe if all the commissioners that attend decide to wear black or like we wear something so we all look the same. So that way, if we are in the crowd, we can have a QR code or just something. I'm a commissioner. Do you want to take a survey? I'm a commissioner. Do you want to ask a question? Like, so we all have solidarity. That's all I'm.
So what we were saying and what we did last time, we would introduce people in the first place. So you'd be introduced in the first place.
Right.
It's good know to go to you.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't there. I was just submitting.
No, I understand.
So that's why I think this, to your point, the more commissioners who come, we can all collectively see how look and feel, what was it like, and then we can make adjustments accordingly.
And as a commissioner and a community member, when you are, you know, in a group, no matter what it is, a networking event or something like that, as the representative of the commission, it's beyond upon you to go and introduce yourself. Hi, I'm one of the commissioners. My name is. So that way you're not worried about the name badge or anything. You're actually making eye contact and interacting.
Connected.
So you're connecting with them. So it doesn't, you know, we can have name tags and do all that, but I've always found the connection and saying hi and reaching out to those people after you've been, you know, introduced, saying you've been recognized, you're a commissioner, and after the meeting you're going up talking, they're going to be receptive to talking.
We actually did a lot of talking.
Yes. We didn't stop.
And I would just add a point of distinction here. State task force, in their listening sessions, they did identify with name tags because people would forget. Who was introduced at the beginning? Who, you know, okay, I recognize people up at the diet, but I don't. So they, you know, and they did have all the commissioners at a dais, by the way. But they put the name tag so that if you were walking around, oh, that person is a commissioner. So you would know that.
How large was their listening session?
Some were small. The ones in Fresno were fairly small. I think we had maybe 10. But then the ones in LA were like 60 or 70.
And you're also talking about people you wouldn't know. I mean, these are community. You're in. We're going to their house, their community. So I don't feel it's necessary. But I will defer to, you know.
Well, these are the kinds of questions that we'll bring up when we're debriefing, like the quality, the impact, the intent, what's coming up, what we're learning from each session. But it sounds like also what might be useful is to have almost something equivalent to a frequently asked questions or FAQ sheet for commissioners who are outside of the community listening session subcommittee, so that when you're preparing for each community listening session, everyone has the date, time, location, what are we wearing, what music are we walking into. You guys aren't doing that. But I'm on the same page, and that's something something similar put together for
them. I've been in dress codes.
All right. Are there any other questions for us?
If I may, just a quick question. I'm really excited to have ECC on board. I know you've done really great work and very deep roots in the community. More of a kind of brainstorm question, which I know you all probably have been thinking about and will continue. Because each person here has so many deep connections, natural leaders, the work, experts in their field. I'm wondering if you have any advice about how the commission, as well as supporting staff, can activate to really get robust attendance at all listening sessions.
Yeah, and so that's something we absolutely need in community connections, right? And social capital and all the good things. And so we will be working strategically, looking at each district, each supervisorial district, and then you all, thank you. I was listening in on Zoom on the way here, that reminder about the pop-up. You all did opt for the pop-up model. So just thinking a little bit about strategically what makes sense. We may even do a little mapping with some of you, like who do you know in the community? Who are you connected to? And so just making those linkages early on, working with our board of supervisors and their staff and their team, and ensuring that we're working smarter and not harder, which is strategic and through partner relationships, right?
Right. Yeah. And one of the questions that I was going to, you might not have this answer, but I get a regular email from Supervisor Halbert, my supervisor. What is the response that you get to your emails that's out that you send out? Do you get a good response? Do you get a bit? Is that a useful tool to be talking about events with the community? So that was one option or one thing I had been thinking as we had talked about this before.
Are you talking about the newsletters? From the
newsletters or any communications that are sent out through the supervisor? Do people pay attention to those or are they? No. Yes.
So that would be a part of the strategy, right? And we talked a little bit about that with the community subcommittee, and that is what's awesome is that each of you are representing a supervisorial district, right? And so you're the ambassadors, the champions, the cheerleaders. So here's your opportunity to go back to your member on the board and say, hey,
we're
meeting this session in our district, and here's the support that we need. So we're going to be working pretty closely together and having fun along the way and getting things done. So are there any other questions?
I mean, just Shanita Hurston. Yeah. So just adding to that, also having that digital footprint in the community or getting the word out. I mean, I know a lot of the things we do are kind of sort of word of mouth, but once we get the website up, maybe your social media footprint has to that, like, I'm not really a social media person, but, you know, the people who are and they thrive on that and they live by that. So if that's, you know, if you have to meet people in different ways, you know, so everybody's not a brick and mortar person.
Right.
So how do you meet people where they are in terms of the...
Yeah. And here was another question as far as social media. Yes, we have the website and things like that. And is it possible to have a group, like a, you know, have a Facebook group saying, you know, Alameda County Reparations Group, so people could join and see what's going on and things. So
Commissioner Barlack in the working groups and the will be technology. We've been doing all this.
I'm just waiting for things to go live because I'm like,
you know, they're holding me back. We're gonna
hold it. And on the working group.
Okay, perfect. That's fine as long as that.
Thank you for sure.
Sure.
Anything else? Thank you all so much, and back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. So cooking with fire now. I did want to share. The next item here is comment. Yes, please.
Yes, for the listening sessions, were you trying to get them done by September? Because I see this not going to happen.
Not by September. This is just like planning. It says documents, templates, and tools.
Yeah.
By September, what?
Sessions,
they're probably a lot of work.
Next year, winter, like February.
I don't think we'll go, I don't think so, because we'll be doing the quantitative, but then the qualitative, we got to feed into the
ongoing. Because we're looking at the map. You will conduct at least four this year, then the other two. I mean, if you're doing qualitative research, I'm on the dissertation now, so this is fresh in my head. You're going to reach a point of saturation, right? And so if you have one or two more listening sessions remaining, you may be adding to data you've already collected from the four at least. So we can look at a couple of approaches, or if you have one more to do, like in January or February. So just so we have some wiggle room, but we'll be talking in more detail about the actual, like, we haven't lost sight of collecting the data, feeding the report.
Along with that, part of that is, yes, you can get the saturation of the data having the same thing, but it also might be the fact that are we reaching some of the outlier people that were not here, not able to be here, or they're, you know, they've heard it all or nothing ever changes. So those are the people that we might want to focus on finding a way to bring them in and get their input, because everybody else is coming in and they've got the same stories, but there are other people who we might not be able to reach. In that way, that could skew the documentation or the information.
I would just add, you know, we got 14 cities. We got five events plus one in Atlanta and the unincorporated.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we're way, saturation is not a word I would to explain how much outreach we need to do. We need to do a lot to make sure that all the cities and the unincorporated are represented. So, you know, that's why all the social media, fill out the survey. Like, you know, if we can squeeze more in, where I would err on that side. Mm-hmm. I'm so fearful that we will not get a good big enough representation.
Sample. So we'll be talking a little bit more to our
social media.
Yeah, so we may need to have a focused conversation about data collection, because I'm not clear on the metrics in terms of what's the sample population. We are talking collecting like a mixed method, qualitative and quantitative, yeah. Right? But we haven't really outlined the clear parameters for the report. So we may need to just have a focused conversation around data collection. Yeah.
Yeah, and along that, part of the issue with not knowing is we need to actually start talking to people to know what data we're going to get and what additional things we might need to find out and ask, you know, because we're going one way, but it seems to be, oh, we started with this and then we go to another direction.
That's one side of the street, and that's the qualitative data. Okay. I've been putting in the SharePoint all sorts of hard data.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All sorts of hard data on the what is happening with Black folks in housing in Alameda County? What is happening with hiring as it relates to Black folks in Alameda County? What is it, the Bay Area Black Atlas? There's all sorts of data. So we do need to have the discussion. We've been talking about this, getting the soft data, and we have to get it, but there's also the hard data, and we have a lot of it.
Okay.
I also like the idea of, I would like to get everything done by November, but, you know, January and February for African-Americans and collecting data and Martin Luther King and Black History Month and stuff like that. So I don't want to lose sight of that as we go. You said it well. I've worked on dissertations, too. Once you've got the main pot, you can add to it and be writing as you go along. It's not either or. Okay.
Sorry, it's just a point of, just to add in, there's a exhibit across the street about Black people being displaced in Oakland and how they held on to their homes and stuff. So maybe we can just ask the other museum curator people, can we have their data?
Exactly.
Yes.
Really quick, just quick thoughts. And I know this will come in the process because we have a really great team. We're working with a lot of great. I do think, generally speaking, for data collection or similar method, let's say all the listening sessions, you want to try to be as close as possible if the goal is to have the same-ish conversation and compare feedback. Because if the measure of what you're asking is always changing, people don't have the same opportunity to give. And then the other thing I would say, this is completely up to the leadership team. A lot of it would be logistical. The county is very vast. It is very diverse, and you do want to engage a broad span of that. And if we look at where Black people are situated in the county, much of it impacted by things like redlining is not necessarily the same. So I do encourage you all to really find where are the Black kind of epicenters, which you've already thinking about how do you have conversations broadly, but not necessarily, I guess, still centering that voice and thinking about how you balance potential. I think what I'm saying is that the debt owed will be very different, right? If it's a city where there were restricted covenants versus one of the few where Black people live, it's kind of a different conversation. Bring people to the table differently. So that's some food for thought about as you have a wider audience, how, you know, things to consider in shaping the conversation. It may not be the same from one district. Honestly, within one district, you have two different cities with vastly different experiences of Blackness. So just a thought to down the line, get to you in all the detail with the great support.
I want to elevate that. And it will also keeping within the scope of the county and what their jurisdiction is and their relationship, right, to the Black community. And so by and large, we'll be talking about looking at systemic harm, right, and disproportionality. So that's across housing, right, social justice or the, you know, law enforcement, health. Right. And some of that data the county already has. And so it's like looking at, no matter if it's a community in the Tri-Valley or the Tri-Cities or East Oakland, West Oakland, systemically, the county has had oversight and jurisdiction. Where was their harm being caused?
Right.
So we'll try to work with our research team, our writers at Informing Change, to ask those questions and keep us within that scope.
Okay, so I'm now I'm gonna try again.
Okay,
I can. Oh, okay, yes. Any public comment on this agenda item? No speakers in the room? No? I'm looking at you, Bert. Public comment? Okay. Okay, I'm going to share a slide. This is informational. Where am I?
You've seen the Russell City report.
Sure. Okay, so I just wanted to lift up that there are, remember when we first, oh my gosh, I'm going back now. We set up our subcommittees and we talked about having a policy subcommittee and we put that on pause to say, let's focus on this other step. But there is, there are bills, specific reparation bills that are going through Sacramento. And I wanted to lift these up because people are now reaching out to the commission to provide letters of support. So these things are happening real time, right? So this is SB 37 and then 515 and then AB 57 and AB 62. So we get a big letter campaign writing. The ART almost meets, especially now when bills are being introduced and voted on, meet like once a week. So, you know, the question was, can the commission sign on? And I was like, I have that authority. Do I have to action item it first and say? So there's just a process. But in any case, I wanted to inform you that there is legislation happening. And in particular, so 57, so it's the sponsor name there is McKinner. So this bill requires California Housing and the Finance Agency, so Cal HFA, to set aside 10% of the funds under California Dream for All program. So the California Dream for All, because I actually helped distribute, it's been distributed under two funds. The first time is about $370 million. The second time was $350 million. Which came out of the governor's budget. California Dream for All was first generation homeowner buyers whose parents did not buy a home. So the $350 million, gosh, 2003 now, 2002, that Dream for All, that money went in like 11 days. Like it was crazy. It was gone. And it probably, you know, I want to say like 2,300 families. And then the next Dream for All program, they knew better than to just not do first come, first serve. So they had, you know, an allocation process and a vetting process. And even then it was oversubscribed by 10,000% or something crazy. Yeah. So this very, you know, trying to get first generation people into the Dream for All program. And so this legislation is, and 10% of that set aside would go to descendants of enslaved person. So that's an active bill right now. Then AB 62, also McKenna's sponsoring. So this establishes a procedure for those dispossessed owners as defined, right? So they, and if you go into the bill, so this is a broad summary that ART provided. Property that is taken as a result of racially motivated eminent domain. So it's got the key words in there. Who can apply for and receive compensation. So this is establishes a procedure. So just like we're trying to build the house, get the foundation. We need a process. And then once you have a process, mm-hmm. we need a bucket of money. So this is that first step. Can we establish a statewide procedure? So this is the litmus test. Is the state even, you know, are our legislators even comfortable with setting up a procedure? I'm like, oh my gosh, if this fails, we got a lot of work to do.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, and I'm not a bill expert, so.
No. You shared this with us on the other night. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Or at least I think.
Well, so there are a lot of convenings happening.
Yeah, yes. So I've seen them. Okay. So no, and I want you to go on. Do you want us to endorse this?
I endorse it. It's an informational item.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we don't have
the commission
shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we should then agendize if we have the authority. I'm looking at Deb, and if we have the authority. Yes, comment. Do we have the authority to represent as a commission?
As individuals, you could endorse legislation. As a commission, if there's legislation you want to recommend to the county to endorse, you would have to take that through Deb so it can get to our PAL committee, which is our personnel, administrative, and legislative committee that meets weekly to give direction to our lobbyists on what legislation the board wants.
So we can get you to do it.
Yes, but okay. But you have to.
Oh,
Deborah said you have to agendize it here. The commission would have to say we endorse blah blah blah. Send that to Deb. Deb would send it to our PAL committee.
Can you agendize it right here in this moment?
No, it has to be monitored. It has to be noticed for 72 hours.
Right, but we can say we want to put it on the next agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is going to be done on the 20th. This week was the first letters, and next week are the next letters. So the window is closed quickly. But yes, individually, yes, I don't think that I'm on the Reparations Commission. I sent in my letters of support. But
we
as a commission do not have any authority.
Right, because we have 100 boards and commissions.
Yeah.
And if every board and commission were making positions on legislation on behalf of the county, it would be crazy.
I think that's right. I mean, so we get you to make the thing. This is just, it's interesting because I've seen this. Mm-hmm. And I thought you had sent it around. Yeah. Obviously, somebody else sent it to
me. So AB 57.
What you're talking about? Say it again.
The amendment to 62. That's been floating around for a while.
Well, I've seen this.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen this flyer. What you've got up there, I have a copy at home. Not at home, but on the computer.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So AB 437, so this is Weber Pearson. So this bill authorizes up to $6 million. So now you've got process and you've got dollars of an appropriation provided. This is going, to the Budget Act of 2024 to allow Cal State, so CSU, to conduct research for furtherance of the recommendation of the California Reparation Task Force to determine options for how to confirm an individual's descendant status and verification. So this is what they call a study bill. And, these have been shot down all over the country. That, especially H.R. 40, which has been... Mm-hmm. last 30 years of just doing this study. So these are critical litmus tests for us to be seeing what California is doing. Are we willing to set aside funds? Are we willing to set up a procedure? Are we willing to study something? And note that it's $6 million. I remember coming to this and asked for $4 million over 2 years. They're asking for up to six through our CSU system. And then SB 518, also Weber Pearson, establishes a Bureau of Descendants of African Slavery to address the harms described in and advised on reparative remedies guided by a final report of the task force. So a Bureau is not unlike, Housing Authority, because that then becomes institutionalized.
It makes it ongoing, yes.
And gets expected, it gets staffed and all of that. So I would say, these are very strong policy foundational steps that, I think at some point, counties and cities is a good template, right? Can you set up an agency? Can you set up a procedure? Some budget dollars? How do you research it? Like these are just building blocks. Basic building blocks. So I just wanted to flag that to you all.
I think that's an excellent point. I think that's something that should come up with the Board of Supervisors at the end of our project. I mean, that last thing, establishing a Bureau, I mean, that institutionalizes it. That's
hard thing to do, too.
No, I know.
It is voted down.
It's a good fight. Anyway.
Absolutely. It is the fight. Okay, so thank you for, we will... Next month, we'll agendize a process where we can take action to submit letters of support or opposition to send through the administrative, what was the acronym? PAL, send through the PAL. Okay, so now the working group report outs. Let me share my screen one more time. I have one more slide. I want to try to consolidate. I want to do this thinking for us. Okay. So we've done this three times. So the first time we had this, when we did the retreat with ECC, we did RFQ, allyship, right? Blue column. Then we went to working groups because we were starting to do the budget ask. And so we went from the blue column to the orange column. And now we're in the green column because this is approved work. And you can see I've taken some liberties because I'm trying to get us into buckets so that you know which lane you're in. Then ECC knows who to call. Who's on first, who's on second. So I'm suggesting that the RFQ, we drop the RFQ group and we call it the administrative and budget. Now I have administrative budget on there twice because I also have budget and resources. So those groups, that RFQ group and the budget and resource get collapsed into the budget administration budget. Is that going to be a public comment? Somebody signed it. Okay. Then the summary of the harms report completed. So that subgroup is gone. Then the website and live was what we called it at the retreat, has then evolved to websites, which is how we're still calling it here. But now we also have online surveys, social media. That feels like that would be a good work group. Listening sessions that for me carry through. Progress movement. We did nothing with that ever. I don't know what happened, but we had it in our priority, then we had it in our work group, and I thought, I just could be the wrong placement into suggestions, so I put pop-ups in that sort of movement, community engagement. Then we had the data collection, data analysis, and everybody has contributed to filling up our SharePoint, and we have so much really good data now sitting there. I have moved that, I've collapsed that with the communication, and because the folks doing the data collection and analysis is also doing the research and report, right? Do I got that right? So that would collapse data and comms into a group and then the budget. So I'm proposing now, this will be our last day of reporting out. I have an action item, so I apologize, but because I need to have you guys pick where you want to be now. What lane are you going to be in? To move from this working group to align something simpler, and then throw it over to ECC and they'll know who to work with. Thoughts? Is this up? Feels funky? Okay, ECC, go.
Next question. So it feels like the online surveys could also be collapsed with the data collection and analysis because it's still, unless it's a survey serving a different purpose, if it's for the completion of the report, that could also be included into that subcommittee. So then you go from having four to three.
So the output of the survey this day.
But the survey has a distribution issue. So you need to be putting that out in social media. It's not just a one time. It's like, we're our allies. Send them the survey. We're at a send the survey. So there's the collection part, but there's the distribution part.
Right, so, but it's still a part of your method, right? And the purpose it's serving, the overall purpose is to
the data collection.
Establish the report. Uh-huh.
So I would defer to website and people who are going to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Distribute the survey. I hear you on the collection. Okay, can I finish this thought? So if it sat in the data collection, would those people also be responsible for blasting out when we had a new group or?
No, I mean, because it's just like it's the work of the subcommittee, right? So it's just like when your subcommittees meet, you have multiple items on this. Now we're going to hear from the technology and the outreach, but we're all meeting together. So the objective of getting the report. It's just different functionality, right? So we have responsibilities. So we'd be like, oh, the online group now. Let's hear report out your status, right? So you're still serving, working towards the same overall objective, but you just have different tasks, like subtasks, if you will.
No, I definitely, oh, go ahead. I think that the online survey actually in three places, because I see where Deb was going. We want to talk about the humans who are responsible for it. Our web group is responsible for that online survey, blasting it out. Mm-hmm. That might be a separate group who's not going to the data one. The online surveys also lives with the pop-ups too, because they have to push it out. Mm-hmm. Also, and then the data collection group is the one receiving all the information.
Right.
I don't know right now if they all meet at the same time or would meet at the same time. And so I see why it is separated. And the online survey could live in all three of those areas.
Friendly amendment, sir. So yeah, it could live there. I think if you put it with the data and leave social media by itself, I think the social media is larger than just the data side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know we all agree with that. I would leave it there, and I would put the online server with the data side of thing. So
go ahead, Commissioner.
I will yield the floor because I want to talk about progressive movement.
So. That's another thing. Let me just put one other thing. Because the social media campaign, yes, is to lift up the work, but the online survey is in fact its own campaign. It's a campaign. We've got to do it over and over. If you're doing social media, it's not just we put it on our website. It's like, okay, frame it like this. Here's the terminology. So now I'm preaching to the choir. Yeah, I'm stealing all your fire. But you know what I mean? So it's like that campaign. Because we are only doing, for me, six listening sessions, the online surveys is going to reach a different kind of population, which is good. We want a younger demographic to respond. So it's not a static, here's a survey. It's, you know, James is in front of the youth center and we post that, fill out a survey. Or, you know, we're at a job fair or whatever with Bert and we have a picture, we post that, hit the survey. So I'm looking at it as a campaign of which how we reach community. If you're saying, okay, that sits with the data collection folks and they reach out, are people, you post it? They're not built. Campaigning.
No, I appreciate what you're saying now. You want to leave it there?
You know, I'm just giving my perspective on why it sits up with social media.
No, I'm hearing you. And I'm, because somebody has to be involved in pushing it out. And the question is, where in that setup are those pushers? No, that's, yeah.
Pushers.
Maybe think of, yeah.
You know. Offer thoughts, kind of in response to
I'm your pusher man.
Just okay, that way young people don't know what we're talking about.
Also, Matt, Commissioner's offers the suggestion, kind of just dovetailing. So a couple of thoughts. I wonder if the commission is open to reorganizing. I wonder if like an outreach and promotion committee is that, because you need outreach for the listening sessions, for the social media kind of ads, to give people pop-ups. I wonder if that's a way to consolidate.
Yeah, there needs to be an outreach.
Perhaps like information and communications is one, and one is like outreach and promotion. Just because I do think, to Leticia's point, the way, and I think we've had this conversation, the way you're structuring the survey, I get what you're saying. It's like a very different amount of work. It's a whole different scope of work. But I think the actual, how it's formatted goes, it will shape the report writing and make it easier, hopefully. That's just a thought, is if there's a splitting a little bit where the like the data formatting of how you want the information to be accessed, getting all the answers, but the actual responsibility of making sure folks do it, pushing it out, that could be separate. So just a thought, maybe.
And this is how my simplistic mind, those line items are in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can change name, but we got to map it back to the budget, mm-hmm. right? If you change it to outreach, you're like, well, what line is outreach? Oh, was that online survey? Was that social media?
Pop up, listening.
Those are from our budget.
Yeah,
that's how simple I am.
No, I think it's big. No,
So I think it's helpful though. Perspective, because what we're going to do is take this list. Thank you, Deborah, for doing that work, right? Because we're like, where do we begin? How many subcommittees are we working with? We're going to, with the lens of structure function, begin to reach out to you all to actually schedule and calendar meetings so we can establish work action plans, not a work plan, make that distinction, action plans for getting moving milestones and tasks for each one of these, right? And so there's only so much time you all are volunteering. And so we want to also make this realistical. I just made up a word. I'm researching. We want to make it realistic. We want to make it doable. And if we have too many subcommittees, that may not, you know, may thwart the purpose of getting some of this done.
I see what you did. You were getting to four. I was
getting to three.
So I was going to put pop-ups maybe with listening.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, if you change the name, we ain't got the budget.
That's what
but
it is.
If you, that would get us to that would get us to four. If you move pop-ups up to listening, then you would have administrative, mm-hmm. website online, or online social media,
data collection. Okay.
So you'd have four. You'd have four if you rolled pop-ups under listening.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then four with 15 commissioners, four, it's got to at least be 3 to 4 people on each subcommittee.
Chair Gore, do you think the promotion of the online survey could go with that outreach and community bucket? Like if it was listening session promotion.
Show me where outreach.
Let's take Commissioner, Herskin's title, but. Look, if you compile listening sessions and pop-ups, I wonder if that piece of who's promoting that is like a outreach promotion or community engagement.
So you're collapsing into three now. You've gone from four down to three.
I think the website part, the communication is separate, unless you all think it could be consolidated. But I'm just wondering if all the outreach and engagement functions could be one group or if it should be separated.
I don't think that we can. Are you proposing that we merge the website with the listening session?
I'm thinking web, like information and communication feels like its own thing, but yeah. Leveraging that, like the, whatever the committee, progressive movement, pop-up listening session, the combined, like get the people to give their opinions, that might be one bigger group around just the outreach and visibility. You know, with the understanding that some of the stuff like, you know, promoting online might be shared. Just a thought about the end goal being collapsed.
Can you clarify, I understand the idea of moving the pop-ups under the with the listening session. What are you adding to that?
I guess I was just wondering the promotion of the survey itself, the actual online survey, that is an outreach mechanism. I think the chair was saying that's probably going to be more continuous than the actual event. So I wonder if that's all one big outreach and engagement for public.
You're collapsing online survey, listening session, pop-ups.
Yes.
Yes,
I would.
I think so, yeah. And then if you need an information and communications one for, you know, the tech or website, if that feels like a sustained one, maybe it's admin, I don't know, but.
You just said that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's why there's admin and budget.
Okay,
so here's the follow-up though. We don't have clarity on what four groups, but it might help if people would sign up. We're going to put it in the SharePoint so we're not doing any Brown Act stuff. But if y'all could sign up, because I think.
Can we sign up tonight?
Sure. We can sign up tonight. Because I think the skill set that the social media online is a different skill set.
Yeah.
Totally a different skill. People who know how to do social media are not the same people.
And I don't do
social media. So I think we should ask the commissioners who know how to do that to be on that committee,
mm-hmm.
and not have blended where people are. I've never done that before. Yeah. So then you're like, okay, we're in a room with folks who are going to defer to one person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the sign up, and then if we see, so you got to.
So what are the categories you're proposing?
I'm going to leave these.
And we're going to
collapse. And then, the administrative budget. Yeah, we had to
entwine.
Sign up. Yeah. So there's.
And I have a question. If we, for progressive movement, like I felt like the report you gave today was a part of that because it was showing what the other reparations, I guess, task force or teams are doing. So I think maybe you could put that under data collection and analysis because it's an analysis of what are doing so that way you don't lose that category because I like that we're sharing out information
every month about what is going on in other areas that can fail or succeed. So maybe not get rid of that one.
Yeah. Mind, it's yes, but it's not a budget item.
Okay.
Because we don't, our biggest gap is we don't have policy up there. And that, mm-hmm. I think progressive movement was kind of like we're saying is policy, legislation.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done it. It's just been different commissioners like put up there that we've shared it as info item, but it's.
Can we do a policy committee or is it too late to?
We could, it just wouldn't have a budget. You know, there's no resources, just as long as our eyes are wide.
Yeah, just
no
people resources. Just reading and get like,
I might drag Larry.
But if it was a subset of administrative, then you have a budget for it saying, okay, our budget for administrative here, oh, we're going to take some of this for policy. It's under administrative. You're still using that budget for that.
Category.
Yes, you're still in that category. You're just saying, oh, this particular item is right here, you know. So
but it costs you.
You're still within the budget.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yeah.
Again, so it's a different skill set.
It is.
So you're back to, are we going to put any items on here that are? That's the real question, right? Because it's a category that doesn't have resources, and what else might folks want to consider that's not resource, but we have a commitment within the commission to do.
What does marketing fit?
The website, online, media, social media.
But if we take a look at where everything is in the budget, there are things here that would fit under those categories as a portion of it. So we still do, we do have the resources available in the budget if we put some of the items that we're looking at saying, oh yeah, this would fit under.
That could be that way. Okay, I still want people to sign up. I want to see if we get critical mass.
Right.
Right? Like if nobody signs up for, you know, data collection analysis, we can have issues.
No, I'm going to sign up.
See where the commissioners want to work. See where they want to work. And then we could come, and then we could call a special meeting online between, so we don't have to wait a month.
There are more. Well, yeah, we can always look at put it on SharePoint and then say, hey, look.
Okay, we're going to have a 30-minute meeting. Everybody get on.
Is there more detailed of each of those categories?
It's whatever the budget says.
Okay.
You meant like not requirements.
Right. When you say, okay, administrative or pop ups. Okay, great. Pop ups, great. What are we doing in a pop up? Yeah. Are we bringing stuff? Are we showing up somewhere? What other items do we need?
We need somebody to sign up.
Exactly.
You need somebody to sign up to say, what is that?
The work bills.
So defined.
Right.
So you're asking us to go, hey, let's look at this. It's not defined. So we have to define that.
We did a general definition for the budget.
Yeah, you.
Right, of course. No, that those particular items that you need to bring are. What is the process of a pop-up?
There it is.
And that group needs to
figure
it out.
That group needs to tell us what it is. Yeah. Like, are we going to First Fridays? Are we going to, MLK events? Are we going?
So that type of information would be great to have under pop-ups.
That's what the pop-up is. We're defining.
But as far, well, no, I understand that. But being able to, hey, sign up for pop-ups. Well.
But it's the same with social media. If I say sign up for social media, I'm not going to give you a bullet point list.
Not a bullet point list, but
it's going to be a list of what it means to be social media. We need the commissioners to put some put some meat on the bones there.
That's
what I feel like we're belaboring. We could have gone.
You think we're beating a horse?
Wait, Elmo, if I may do the chair, we may absolutely need to do deep, like taking a deeper dive. What these things are. Like I said, no more than four subcommittees.
So
the listening session, folks, you guys have. Step out. Right now, I think we have five on that group, right? You guys have five?
Three sessions? One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, six. Our debut and Shatter.
You guys need to trade somebody.
We trade.
Yeah, that's right, because you and I can't attend at the same time.
It's because we had a lot of stuff going on. So we needed everybody there. But the only thing I was asking, it's not for a full definition. It's a matter of, so when you said listening sessions, you said listening sessions, we want to create a new this. Here's what we, here's kind of what we want. That's
Mr. Shad. You said he's had his hand up.
I thought I saw his hand.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Shad.
Did you see his hand up?
It did come up at the bottom.
To be part of public
He has to wait till the public comment. He has to wait.
But he's the commissioner.
We haven't gotten there.
Well, the commissioner.
You have to be in the room.
Remember when I was not here, person. I had to wait.
Pre-scheduled comment.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Last final comment, hopefully. So we do four categories
today.
If we decide that so people can sign up, is there a way to group the categories? Like when I think about the website, social media, pop-ups for that stuff, that's under communication. Is there a way to take those things and group them and communicate?
Well, we can name them whatever we want.
That was mine.
We could name it. I'm just saying we just want to map it to the budget so you know where your resources are.
That would make us more
eight things.
Oh, because budget and administration was up there twice.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why. So we had some things up there twice. That's how it ended up. Okay. So the marching orders, if you want to tell me before you leave which ones you want to be in, but otherwise we'll put it on SharePoint for folks to fill it in. Can I send out a... No, let the minute show.
Can we
that go into SharePoint, sign up for... Like you have to sign up for sign up for committee. Those are what we're calling them. And then we'll look at who signed up for what and we see which thing collapsed. Yeah. Okay.
That's the next step.
And if you're already on a subcommittee, sign up for it again.
Yeah.
Listening and web. Okay. So that moves. Let's go.
Comment.
Yes,
Tonya.
Public
comment. Shad wants to say something.
Yes, he has a problem with Berman.
I will be extremely blunt. There is little value in deciding what goes in what bin without having a conversation about what the specific prerogatives and privileges of these different groups are. Because we had a conversation back in January about who was going to do what. We had a listening sessions group. That listening sessions group thought it was empowered to make decisions on behalf of the commission. It took action as it was so delegated in its mind. And then we burned an entire meeting tearing down that subcommittee because they didn't apparently do the procedure to consult the rest of the commission. So is this going to be a thing where major decisions have to go by the full commission? What constitutes a major decision? That sort of thing. We need to have that conversation before we talk about what goes in what box.
I agree.
So I appreciate the comment, Chad, for sure. I would be remiss if we repeated that process again. We did articulate and took a vote on expenditure items and how that process works. Now, if you're going to...
That's one category. That's not all of them.
And if you're going to take action, and I think we should clarify what it is the action... that work group would want to take, right? So that's the other clarification I hear you asking for. Like what authority does that working group have within its category to represent the commission?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That is a fair summation, thank you.
Yes. It's like a protocol for subcommittees.
Yeah, but I think that the protocol has not changed. Each of those subcommittees have to come back to the larger group. For example, the data and collection subcommittee can't publish a report without coming back. So I think that we did establish that through that first example that you used, Commissioner Smalls. And I think that majority of those decisions of the subcommittee just has to come back to the larger group, minus the budget one that we voted on tonight, which gives the authority to go through with the right mechanisms and tools with the library. So I don't know if we want to vote on anything else related.
Take action.
Well, we can't take the action.
Right. My issue with that is back into the listening sessions, we're going to go through and find dates and things like that. And if we've got everything ready to go, if we have to keep coming back to the commission, if that's something changes, that's going to hinder our progress and not be able to get us done.
But I think that we solved that with the listening sessions by pre-voting on the dates and times where they would take place. We voted on the marketing structure.
But we don't have dates and times for the ones following.
Yes, but we have facilitation now. We have a project management consultant who can help keep us.
So we don't have to come back to the commission to vote on things that are decided within the project management team.
Yes, because the project management team is doing, making sure that things are agendized, right? So the project management team is like, okay, we're following. Oh, we've added a new listening session.
No, what they're going to
they're going to help the coordination. No, what they're right now, I'm sitting in on everything.
Yeah, but no, what they're going to do is we still have, if they're going to come up with the six dates, they still have to come back to this
body. We'll have to come back to the body. That's what I was asking.
Okay.
Big chunks of work. Yeah.
So that really hasn't
changed at all.
That hasn't changed. Okay, that's fine.
But I think Commissioner Small is saying, what about the other groups? You know, so let's say social media. They want to put out a campaign that says this, that, and the other. Do they have to bring that back? Or do they have the authority to...
Here's if the they have the authority, then the same thing comes back. Why didn't the listening sessions have
That's what I'm saying. So they would have a macro, here are the four campaigns we want to do, bring it back.
Yep.
Right? So that's that kind of the authority part and the spending part. And where, you know, we got stuck, I think, is... Or where it kind of, you know, got sand in the gears, it never came back. It just never came back. So we now have a process where we work with the consultant and then it comes back to the full commission. Once you get those big chunks out of the way, then it's like, okay, I have my campaign is approved, seven dates are approved.
Yep.
I'm going, I can go. I appreciate you lifting that up. Let's go to the social media because there's a lot of good work that's been done. If you could read out.
Sure. This is Commissioner Barlack. And so I came up with, we're going to be creating some handles. So far, we think we're going to be using Facebook, Instagram, and potentially X, as well as, I think we said LinkedIn. And so I came up with a few different handles, actually a bunch of them. We won't be able to take it to vote tonight, but I was hoping at our next session we can get it down to at least five that we like and start using them. I'm happy that we have a logo that we all agreed upon, and we have our listening session coming on the 23rd. So my hope is that we can really get some momentum with the website and everything else being ready to launch, so that way social media can be something that we use to push our survey, to get information from our community, hear, you know, I guess suggestions of what we can do better, introduce the commissioners, anything and everything that we want to do to gain visibility for all the work we're doing. So I am going to be working on that and just happy to serve.
And there's the ones you put in the email.
Yes.
I uploaded those to SharePoint.
All right. So here's the vote. So action time. You got to go to SharePoint. You got to pick your committees.
Okay.
Pick your name. Notice you'll be going to be voluntold. And then the second is pick the social media handle that you most agree with. So vote on those. So we got to create a little.
So they're all in SharePoint?
Yeah, under the website folder.
Because we know we can't.
Under the website folder?
Yep.
So tomorrow morning, I can just go in there and do this.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I might have one more other thing by the time we hear it.
How do you say your name, ma'am?
Taiga.
Taiga. Are you sure we want to do X?
I'm sure you want to
Well, okay, here's my experience, and thank you for asking me. Me being a part of California Association of Black Lawyers, we just launched our Instagram. And the point of this is to say that when I was actually farming through the ethers for information to add, X had a lot of stuff on it. I am not a fan of X. Like, just that's my personal opinion. Don't do it for worship. But X does have a lot of information, and you don't necessarily have to like it, but just like not necessarily saying we're going to have an X account, but X is a good place to get information. That's just been my experience. Even when you think it's an under
I guess, reported resource, you can go to X and find the information. And I did that with another association that I basically do social media for. So that was where that plug.
There are a number of people using different mechanisms. I'm not a social media guy, but just curious. I'll send you some others.
Sure. I'm open to suggestion. I'm just saying that they may have something on the commission that we don't even know about yet, because I'm just saying you just go on there and find all kinds of interesting things. So.
Okay, so within, I'm just going to open it up to the floor. Any of us that want to share anything at this point?
Yeah, I can share. Before my laptop died, I scheduled the administrative budget meeting. So there's five commissioners on there and all of our administrative support for 30 minutes every Monday moving forward. And if there's emergencies and things like that, we create and discuss a protocol next Monday about what that looks like. If it's like a text, then we do a group call, we do FaceTime or whatever. We have decided that on Monday. It's at 6 o'clock, only for 30 minutes. And the Zoom and stuff is already scheduled.
Yeah, we're going to have to come back to that one. We have some Brown Act violations.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to discuss it.
For the budget?
Yeah.
There you go. See, the process is working.
We're learning. We're learning.
All right. Any public comment?
Any
more speakers?
No speakers. Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Small. With that, okay. So I will adjourn.
Oh.
I will adjourn.
Thank you.
Very productive.